Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
Give thanks to you, the King of glory, the Lord of glory, the one who revealed himself in Christ, and Christ revealing himself in us. What a wholesome God. We have the life of Zoe because of the life of Christ as a ransom, as an offering unto us, eternally grateful. Oh, we thank you. What a wholesome God. Barre brusate de vedibo. Ombre li minimayo. Kuya ishalu. Kuya kalibusa. Vandu zazi. Kuya gagai minimo. Oh, thank you for this life that we live. This life that I live. This is the glory and the boast that we have. This is what makes us feel better, even than others who does not have that life. This is the reputation of your name in us. This is the power of God made manifest by the reason of the life of Zoe. It's not a Suke life. It's not a pious life, but it's a Zoe's life. We are grateful. You imparted this life unto us. It's a gift. We don't earn it. We don't work for it. We don't deserve it. We don't even desire it. But you brought it for us as a gift through the sacrifice of our Lord, the King of glory, the reflector of your glory, the express image of your person, the one who is the configuration of your entirety. We bow. We are grateful. We forever be grateful. We forever be grateful. We will forever be grateful. We will forever be thankful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you have begun yesterday morning. Thank you for the outpouring of your spirit and your grace. Thank you for the power of utterance that you have given unto everyone that has stood, even in this podium. It's not by our might, it's not by our power. It's by your glory, by your grace, by your mercy, by your compassion. We ask for continual flow of mercy, even upon us and upon this meeting. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, no one will break the protocol. No one will break the hedge. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this glory will not cease. It's a taste, a foretaste. It's a foretaste. A foretaste that is bringing cleansing. A foretaste that is bringing purification. A foretaste that is bringing alignment. A foretaste that is bringing honor and majesty unto us. A foretaste that is bringing awareness and realization. We ask, oh God of glory, that this work will continue. Let this work continue. Let it not stop. Thank you, dear Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. First and foremost, please can we take our seat? I want to give thanks to God for the privilege to stand again in this podium. Praise God. It has been very, very awesome. And we thank God for the grace that he has given unto everyone that has stood here. Praise God. We are not appropriating the glory to anybody, but it is work of God. It's God that is doing a work in us, in the hardened vessel. And we eternally be grateful in Jesus' name. I want to appreciate my pastor and his wife, Pastor Sheyi and Pastor Mrs. Sheyi Osonibi. Thank you for holding forth. The work does not look pleasant because of the caliber of people that God is raising. But I know that the reward is very, very magnitude. Whether or not God will continue to bless you with that grace in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I also want to appreciate all pastors, Pastor Ogidon and his wife. Appreciate you, Pastor Delie and his wife, Pastor Dr. Emmanuel Dansu and his wife in Tokyo. Abi, I appreciate you, Pastor Akinsusi and his wife in absentia. Appreciate you, Pastor Jayola. I guess he has gone for protocol. I appreciate you, Pastor Bulu. The friend of the house, I appreciate you. Thank you for coming. I also appreciate all our deacons and all of you that are seated here. I must but honor my commander. He's seated here. Rear Admiral. My mentality is back to the Navy. Praise God. General. Praise God. Please remind me again. Something is thick. Almost shabby. Hallelujah. I was one of the proteges of your largesses in the military. You may not know. This man came to the army and he created the Army School of Finance. With many of us. I did my HND in that school. It was an awesome training. Yaba College of Technology does not offer what that school offered. Abisa, praise God. It was awesome. Army School of Finance and Administration was... that school is supposed to be a university by now. Especially by the level of the training and, you know, induction that went into that school. Praise God. Thank you very much for establishing that school. I appreciate you sincerely. Without that school, I don't know, maybe I would have still been running around with my OND. But with that school, I went there and I did my HND and I'm grateful. When you are the director of Army, when you are the DAFA, I was also working with Rear Admiral Ona. Rear Admiral Ona was also the Chief of Account and Budget in Nigerian Navy then. I was closely with him. Praise God. And so I am so close to you. And I know your operation. I know your work. I know the good work that you did in the military. I just pray that God is going to raise many of you, even for armed forces, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because since then, I'm not sure there have been any progression in school. Praise God. In knowledge. We thank God for your life, sir. God will grant you life and eternity in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The book of Luke. Take me to the book of Luke. Praise God. Okay, book of Matthew 16. Let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 16. Okay. And after 6 days, what's wrong? Matthew 16, verse 1. After 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, John, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. Praise God. Now we see the visibility of our Lord Jesus Christ when he was transfigured and translated from that of terrestrial person into a celestial person, which becomes a pattern for those of us that have come into the salvation of Christ. Praise God. He was really translated. There was this transformation. There was this transfiguration from that of terrestrial body, and it became a celestial body. Of course, when the Lord Jesus Christ came, he came with terrestrial body. He was a full man and a full God, but he manifested more of a man than more of a God. Praise God. If he wanted to manifest as full of a God, he wouldn't have done certain things that he did on the face of the earth. Praise God. He wouldn't have been able to, he will not eat, he will not drink, he will not do all those things, because he won't need them for sustenance. But as a man, he needed those things. He walked, he tired. He sleep, he need rest. So he came fully and he manifested fully as a what? As a terrestrial person. He walked on the face of the earth as a man, not as God. But certain things happened here, and it was a change, a transfiguration that revealed his identity, not just as a terrestrial person, but as a celestial being who have the capacity of heaven and the earth at his disposal. He was transfigured. Now, if you read the next verse, they were talking about the glory, yes. And behold, there appear unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Now, you remember that Moses and Elijah were deceased at this point in time. Ordinarily, without this transformation, without this transfiguration, there is no way he would have been able to sit down and talk with Moses and with Elias as a man. There is no way Peter and James and John would have been able to recognize these two people who were already deceased. But as a result of this transformation that took place in the life of all of them, it was environmental. The environmental was so contagious, and it affects the person of Peter, it affected the person of James, it also affected the person of John. So they could see them, they could recognize them, even though they have not met them before. And that was exactly what the issue of glory could do in the life of those who put on and wear the glory. Praise God. So they could recognize him. It was a transfiguration that could make the terrestrial person to relate with celestial person. They sit down with celestial person. So in other words, it teaches us something that is very valuable, that our relationship with God require a lot of transformation, especially in communion, that could enhance, you know, critical discourse between celestial and terrestrial. Praise God. So we see that as a matter of fact, the glory was so much that Peter began to say that we need not to leave this environment again. That's the appearance of glory. We really need not to leave this environment again. What we should do currently is to prepare 3 tents, one for the Lord, one for Moses, one for Elijah. As a matter of fact, they were not even thinking of a tent about themselves. Now, this gives us a picture of what who Adam was even at the beginning. Praise God. It gave us a clear picture what Adam would have looked like. They look at it that we don't even need tents here. We don't need houses here. We don't need material things here. What we just need is the continuation of this glory. And so it is important for us to pitch our tabernacle and pitch our tent in a place where glory is. Praise God. I said very profoundly, without missing word, yesterday, and I'm still saying it again, that the essence of human life is the pursuit of glory. But people pursue glory in a wrong way, in a wrong dimension, from a wrong source. Praise God. Now, true glory is given by God himself. He authored it. He owns it. He's the God of glory. He's the God of glory. And he's the only one who can bear glory upon our lives without shadow of turning. Praise God. But we need to ask ourselves question: how do we appropriate glory? How do we describe glory? What kind of description are we going to give into this element that is so important, that is the nature of God? Over and again, I look at even the scripture, that there is no description that fitted enough to describe glory. Praise God. We can appropriate it. With what? Is it with material things? Impossible. We can appropriate it with material things. We can appropriate it with the opulent acquisition of wealth and material possession of this earth. We can't. It does not look like it. It does not matter whatever riches and honor and glory that individual possess, you can't appropriate it with the glory that God gives into an individual. Praise God. So we really need to desire it and picture it and go for it. We may not know what it is, but when we see the glory that is fake, praise God, we will recognize it. I was telling my wife today, this morning, a man was ministering in the church on television. With a wife, but very fluent in English. This man can speak English. Ah, boy, Mboyibo. He's from Benue. And he said he's a prophet. The moment I listened to him previously, I could discern him. I said, he doesn't have it. I said, this guy doesn't have it. He pretends that he has it, but he does not have it. When people possess it, you know that this is it. This is it. That's why he said we are not here to entice people with the sweet word of God. No, sir. With man's wisdom, it's not wisdom. It's not captured in wisdom of God. But with wisdom of man, it's not captured in wisdom of man. You can speak English. I may not be able to speak like you speak, but we know the difference. Praise God. We could understand and discern the difference. We will know this one is from God. He asked is from God. Praise God. So we ask ourselves, how do we appropriate? How do we describe it? How do we recognize glory? Praise God. It is indescribable, unfathomable. There's nothing to appropriate it. But like I said, when we see the one that is not like it, those that have been in glory, we pick it and say, praise God. That's the reason why many people think that we are critical. No, it's not that we are critical. It's just because of awareness and realization of what it is. When you see things that is not of your father, and somebody is claimed that it is your father, if you are a true son, you will want to fight. I don't know whether you understand. You don't want to fight, but oh no, these people should not confuse others. This is not it. This is where mostly our critical mind crop up. It's the zeal of God, the zeal of the house of God as a result of journey, as a result of work, continuous work. Look at what John said. He said, that which we have seen, that which we have taught, that which our hands have handled. It's what we are talking about, that you should come over and fellowship with us, because our fellowship is not with man, but it is with God. You want to tell me that if John sees things that is not like what he has handled, he will not talk. That's why they talk about those faith people in the scripture. They spoke seriously about them. They carry the glory that is not the glory of God, and they framed it as if it was God's glory. Praise God. Zechariah chapter 3. Quickly. Zechariah chapter 3. Zechariah chapter 3. Did you change this time? Are you sure? No. This time. You tamper with it. Ah. 38 minutes. Okay. I will do the work that I want to do. Praise God. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1. And he shewed me Joshua. Praise God. He shewed. That's exactly what I was saying when mommy was ministering. I said, somebody tamper with this time. Praise God. Did you notice it too? Well, the work that the Holy Spirit sent me, I'm doing it. I can't see Gerald Moshebi. I'm not a bastard. I am a trained soldier. Praise God. You want me to just talk like that? Okay. So please understand protocol. That time, appropriate this bab to me. I must honor him. He's my general. He's general. This is the only general you have in your village. Praise God. No, I'm just telling you. Okay, in your city, praise God. You want me to stand here? Me? You want to kill me? I'm not ready to die. I must honor him. Praise God. I must honor him, more so when I have benefited from his largesses. Thank you, sir. Eshego. And so he showed me Joshua the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan stand at his right hand to resist him. Praise God. Listen carefully. Over and again, there is an accusation of the person who recognized the glory of God most is Satan. He was in it. He has once put on the glory of God and the Hercules, the majesty and the dominion. He knew what authority and dominion was. So he put it on. And so when he saw somebody who does not have what it takes to stand before God, he resisted him. You can't. What? Who are you? Do you know the person you are coming to? You can't come. He resisted him. Praise God. And I discovered that over and again, each time we made an attempt to come, because we have an inherent glory, there's always a resistance. It comes in various forms. Yours may not be as a result of any garment which you put on. It may be as a result of sleep. Let me just put sleep in you. Because there's a revealed glory that you are going to contact as a result of your fellowship and communion at that particular point in time. And when you are to wake up, you change into Jephthah. Praise God. It was resisted. It was resisted. This is a New Testament scripture. Even though it is found in the Old Testament. Verse 2, please. And the Lord said unto Satan, did you see that? The Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuked thee. The Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuked thee. Hallelujah. That's a mystery. That's another thing that we need to, one of these days we will begin to decode it. The Lord rebuked thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that has chosen Jerusalem rebuked thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of fire, out of the fire? Now, Joshua was clothed with what? With filthy garments. And stood before the angel. This is what brought us into a flowing, wearing of flowing agbada. Ah, yes, now. Do you understand? Because we think that the glory is in what we wear. No, sir. It is not in what I wear. It is not in the ritual that I put on. It is not in the mic that I handle. It is not in anything about me. It is in God. And that is what Satan did not recognize. He said, Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angels. Continue, please. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garment from him. Hallelujah. There's a woman in our midst. You have serious itches in a place that is not convenient. Serious itches. You have tried all kind of medical oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. You have tried all kind of medical resolution unto that. But it persists. You are still feeling the itch. It's a serious sensation. That sensation is so serious. It's so tense. It's so tense. Sometimes you think that it was an infection. But you discover that you have been treated for an infection. But it is there. It's not an infection. It's an affliction from the hands of Satan. The Lord asked me to tell you that you go and check it. That thing is cured now. That thing is cured now. Father, we are grateful. We bless the name of the Lord. We worship you. And answer, speak unto thee that, and he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, say, take away the filthy garment. Oh, hallelujah. And unto him he said, behold, I've caused thy iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment. This is where we are. Praise God. This position where we are standing. This is where the church of Christ is. Our garment has been changed in order for us to reflect the glory and to become the carrier of God's glory. Praise God. Our garment has been changed because it is important for us to reflect this glory and to become the carrier of this glory. So, in other words, people appropriate material things to glory. That's what Satan, that's the mentality of Satan. And he has inculcated that mentality to the church, which we should begin to deal with. That's why we are having so many competitions. I don't know why pastor is not competing. Pull down this church. Raise it up. You can do it in faith. You can have the measurement of the biggest church in town. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a mentality. We think that glory, that is where the glory resides. I don't know whether you understand. We think that this is where the power resides. By the time they come, like Nebuchadnezzar, look at his majesty, look at his kingdom and his majesty. And he said, have I not built this kingdom by the power of my wisdom and by the greatness of my understanding? Have I caused this thing to be? Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know how many of you are like that. I don't know how many of you are like that. Learn from David. We must learn from David. We need to learn from David. David almost made the same mistake when he was asking Joab, go and number my people. He wanted to know the number of people that he presided over. He wanted to come into a glory that does not belong unto him. Joab, in his own, please lend me that word. Yes, in his own stupidity, could understand that he was going into error. He said, my Lord, don't do it. These people are not your people. They are God's people. Don't number them. Don't do it. He wanted to be like other kings. And he did that. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is a big lesson to me. Let me share a testimony. At the dawn of this, I was so expectant. My expectation was not as a result of the fact that I have prayed. Do you understand? It's not as a result of the fact that God has spoken to me. But it's as a result of the fact that I just look at it that our student, Mushidada, at the least mark we have in our exit class was 240. I want to Igboro. And as I prepare, go and start building. I was stupid. Praise God. I said, go and prepare all the empty rooms. And I began to construct chairs. It was this year that we had the least entry in the school. Praise God. And because I boasted and I said, teacher, don't worry, this time I will increase your salary. It was mine. And when we were having management meeting, a teacher said, sir, I know you're a man of God. You know when they want to put you into trouble, they give you an accolade that does not. I said, you're a man of God. You promised us. And I was filled with anger. Of course, by now I've realized my folly. And I was repenting that, God, I'm sorry. After all, we were not where we are now as a result of the fact that we had good results. As a matter of fact, the time when we don't have good results, we have a better entry. Why am I? I said, Lord, I'm stupid. I have behaved in an idiotic way. Just have mercy on me. And I was pleading. And it was in that mood that somebody said, you said you will increase. I said, if I hear that from you, praise God, if I hear that from you again, that this is the only year that we have the least entry. But listen, I quickly had that to you that I was like David. I behaved in the folly of David, not in the wisdom of David, when I thought that the good result of the school would hand us more pupils. But I was wrong. I said, they should prepare another place. In fact, I was preparing to move my office down. The primary since we occupy that place, because it's not going to take them. We have just one addition, primary six. Last year, we have more than at least 9-10 in exit class, which was unusual. Even at all time, people are coming. I'm saying this thing that if you take the glory that does not belong to you, you are dead. You are doomed. Praise God. So, the glory that we are talking about is not appropriated in cash, in naira and kobo. It's not naira and kobo. It's not in dollars and pound sterling. It's not in euro and yen. It's more than that. It's not resident in all of those things. Listen, if it is resident in those things, Paul said, in this life, we are the most miserable men because we can't compete with their time. Hallelujah. We can't compete with their time. I'm sorry, sir. You remember the Admiral Seydou, who happened to be the chief of Naval Staff. He came up with a policy, which was a Royal Navy policy, but it can't work with our corrupt system. And he said, I'm introducing this thing into us. And everybody, nobody could, of course, sir. Can anybody, not even his colleagues. Of course, when you become the chief of Naval Staff, the chief of Army Staff, people that could talk to you, they retire them. Your mates. Abisa, they retire them. They ask them to go. So that you won't have anybody to say, ah, Nkato Shehi is wrong. You know, especially if once they go to the same academy, they come and say, no. This is wrong. How can you do that? So what they do is that once you become chief of army staff, to budget 50 people, not their mate, they are done. That's the end of their career. They go. And so there was no single person who can talk to the Admiral Seydou to tell him that, no, this thing is not practicable. You can't do this. And I entered into the place of glory. And I began to talk to God and began to intercede on behalf of Nigerian Navy. I said, this policy will not stand. I received this policy. At exactly, I don't know whether it was 1 a.m. I've forgotten the time, but I know it was in the extreme mid of night. And I had God. I've canceled the policy. And I came back to my colleagues in Maloney Street. I said, congratulations. God told me that he has canceled the policy. Let go and sit down. Which policy? Can't you see the NNO? Go and sit down, my friend. God told me. I said, God said he has canceled it. It's not up to an hour or two when it was announced on radio that Admiral Seydou was changed as chief of Naval Staff. Praise God. So in other words, we can't compete with this glory. Who am I to go and meet him? When I said that nobody of his caliber could talk to him, we can't compete with this world with earthly glory. We can't. We don't have what it takes. It's not in riches. Now, do you want to tell me that you have the influence of Dangote? Dangote does not need appointment to see Buhari. Praise God. All he need to do is say, Mr. President, are you on speech? I'm on my way, sir. Okay. And we tell the Dangote is coming. Aliko is coming. That's an influence. You want to compete with that person. But guess what? We have something that is better than what they have. The book of Genesis chapter 31. Look at the book of Genesis chapter 31. So that we will come into this awareness and we will understand that, yes, we have what it takes. 32, sorry. From verse 24. 32. And Jacob was left alone. And there rescued a man with him until the breaking of the day. Please go back. That rest. And Jacob was left alone. And there rescued a man with him until the breaking of the day. Now, I want you to understand this fact. The word man was not wrongly put. Angel does not have the right to operate in this realm. Hello? They don't have the authority and what it takes to operate in this realm. So he needed to put on a terrestrial body in order to be able to freely operate. But he was also operating in the strength of an angel. And so why was he wrestling with Jacob? Because there is a glory that Jacob needed to come into, that Jacob has not come into it as a result of Jacob's shrewdness. Jacob was a shrewd person. He has not come into that glory, and he began to wrestle with him. He began to fight with him. We've called you into glory. There have not been manifestation of that glory upon your life. Now, verse 25. Quickly, please. And when he saw that he prevailed not against Jacob, he was Hima. We want to defeat an angel. He now touch the hollow of this. Read. He touched the hollow. And the man could not. You know, I don't know whether you have had this dislocation. A minor dislocation. And you just discover that you can't. And you are limping. Can you fight? He surrendered. Jacob was a strong man, though. You wrestling one here. I believe it's not a physical wrestling. Maybe Pastor will break it down for us. Do you understand? But if it is not a physical wrestling, why is it that the hollow of his thigh was touched? I will ask Jacob when I get to eternity. What kind of fight? What kind of strength is that? Praise God. And he touched the hollow of his thigh. And Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. He was still wrestling. Even after touching. The next verse. The next verse. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. The next verse. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as prince hast thou power with God and with men hast prevailed. Praise God. This is what glory does. We have power with God, and because of the resident of the power that we have with God, we can also prevail over nations. I don't know whether you understand. We can prevail over community. We can prevail over situations and circumstances because we have power with God. The power that we have with God gives us audacity to intercede for a nation and to change situations and circumstances. And that this is what it is. Praise God. So, you can see the glory is not, or the influence, or the power is not in my position as the minister of information, like Muhammad. Or liar Muhammad. Praise God. So my position, that man has calmed down. We've not heard from him. We've not heard from him for a long time. He has really calmed down. Praise God. I think it was the grandchild that said, why do they call you a liar? That was shameful. Why do they call you a liar? Praise God. So it's not in my position as a minister of information or as a minister of finance, but my position as a son of God who have influence with God, and I can also prevail over man. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we really need to come into this awareness and realization that, yes, the glory is not in material possession. They can wear. Hallelujah. I told you a story. I visited a friend of mine about a year or two. And he wanted to intimidate me with what he has. He had a very large compound. And there was no place for me to park my rickety car. The place was filled up with cars. And I just looked at it. I said, I thought you were doing party. He said, no, they are all my cars. I said, yeah, they are all your. And he started showing me one after the other. This one, when I'm going somewhere. This one. He thought I'm going to be mesmerized with it. At the end of it, I said, this is all. I said, you're a madman. I said, you must be mad. He said, why did you say that? I said, if you are not, how many of these are you going to, is going to go to grave with you? I said, you are mad. You invested your money or not. You have not seen the poor on this street to touch. Now he thought that I would be intimidated with that glory. But I have a residual glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can we welcome Reverend Ken Ibinedo? Amen. You're welcome, sir. But I have a residual glory that I was not intimidated by the acquisition of his material possession or by the acquisition of his, as a matter of fact, when he was commissioner, I went into his office and I was addressing him. I said, this boy, you have not changed. You are addressing the peers like that. I said, they will send you out. They won't allow, he said, Bola, you don't understand. I said, what do you think? Why do you say I don't understand? You are just a commissioner. A lot of commissioners have been under me before. Praise God. I was speaking on the platform of the fact that I'm a carrier of God's glory. Praise God. Why will you be intimidated? With someone's wristwatch? With someone's shoes? With someone? Praise God. No, 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 no. We carry a better, it's an inherited glory. It's inherent. It's potential in us. All we need to do is to steer the glory and activate it and place it into use. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we look at it in this way. Amen. Glory is not the opulence of material acquisition. It's not. It's not the majesty of the king of Akure land. It's not. As a matter of fact, if you are in Christ, you won't envy any of such. Now listen, I'm not relegating the fact that we can come to the position of riches and honor. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not relegating the fact that God has predestined us to come into that place where we live with wealth. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, two people work on my mentality. Pastor Sheyi and my wife. I usually say that, no, car is not my priority. What is important to me is that let the car take me to where I'm going. And so on and so forth. But guess what? Something happened recently. And each time we went for the burial committee meeting, and I saw the kind of exotic car that is parked. Praise God. And I said, God, Pastor, I need another car. I began to change my mentality that I also need it. It's not as if I can't acquire it, but my mentality is not there. Praise God. And then Pastor look at it and say, Toyota, oh, toy car. If you buy new Toyota, Pastor, we pull it down. You have not driven GMC before. Praise God. So my mentality was changed. In other words, I am not saying that we can't have this glory of riches. It's meant for us. As a matter of fact, as many people that walk with God in truth, in honesty, in sincerity, they are rich. Hello, church. They are what? They're rich. They're rich people. David was very rich. You know what? Solomon was, the riches of Solomon is incomparable. Solomon was raised up by a prophet. He was raised up by a prophet. He was not like other children of David. He wasn't like them. He was not raised up in a blood-soaked environment. But he was raised up with the truth and with the word of God, which has built him up. And that's why when you look at what he wrote in the book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, you know that, yes, this guy grew up from prophets. Praise God. He came into that wealth, into that opulence, into that dominion that people that have seen riches before came and bowed down. The rich men will come and bow down for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I am not denigrating the fact that we can become rich, but I'm just saying that it is not in that. It is more than that. Praise God. Now, if you look at the kingdom and riches of the earth, it is the riches of the earth that brings men of the earth into glory. Oh, I don't know whether you understand. It is their riches that introduce them into glory. It is their riches that introduce them into honor. It is their riches that introduce them getting. I said, I'm coming to Akure. Dangote may not physically go and meet him, but Dangote will send a representative who will meet him at the airport, and by the time he's coming down, he will meet Akete at the ground floor. Praise God. When Chief Olufalai was the secretary to the government, I was then with Commodore Bode George as his naval assistant, and the whole office was in disarray because the secretary to federal government is coming. I just came, everybody, oh yeah, let's go down. There wasn't any flight like that then, and all of us, including him, we line up in order to welcome who? Chief Olufalai, who was the secretary to the federal government then. I don't know whether he was the secretary to or minister of finance then. Was it that between long? I think that was in 1990. Praise God. Because it was that, we all lie down in order to honor him and to welcome him. Praise God. And that's a kind of influence. That's a kind of riches. That's a kind of glory. That's a, and the man look at each and every, of course, he only shake the big man among us and took him up. All of us just disappear. Praise God. So, that's what it is. But beyond all of this, there is this tangibility of God's glory. There is this tangibility of God's riches in the life that is inherent in us, in which we must have, we must come into realization so that we can make do with it. Otherwise, we become inferior. We will change our location and address. We will think that what we are doing does not worth it. We need to look elsewhere, where we think glory is. Whereas glory is not there. What is there is death. Praise God. Now, the reason why you have not become what God wants you to become is just because you have not realized, you have not come into realization that glory is embedded in us. It is embedded in us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, we don't look at it in material content. You don't judge a container with appearance. You judge container with its content. Praise God. Many may judge you and say, oh, with the packaging. But let them know that the packaging in you is more than your appearance. So it is the riches of the earth that bring men of the earth into glory. But it's not so in the kingdom. It is the glory of the kingdom, the glory of God, that introduce riches unto us. Praise God. Acts chapter 3. I'll show you a scripture. It is the glory of the kingdom that introduce the riches of the head unto us. You can't come into that riches, you can't touch it until you come in contact with glory. Until there is this transfiguration in your life, in such that then you begin to touch well. Amen. From verse 1 to verse. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, then the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple. Who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask and alms? What do they see in Peter? Long flowing Jewish priesthood garment. And the man just said, he dodged the container with. I mean, he dodged the container and think that there is content in it. He said, surely there is market today. This person that is coming. Praise God. And he asked him for arms. Look at what he said. He said, gold and silver I have. I have none. I don't have gold. I don't have silver. But I have something that is much more than gold and silver. He said, such as I have, I give unto you. Praise God. And Peter said, silver and gold I have I none. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. If you go to verse 20, verse 24, the fame of Peter blew up. The glory of Peter blew up. And people begin to say, oh, no, my ego, go for you. And they have to call him, are you truly blind? Praise God. Are you truly blind? That glory blew up as a result of the content of glory that was in the life of Peter. You don't, listen, something happened. Do you know many times people want to spoil your testimony? They want to destroy your anointing. Back it up with faith and with action. That man was not ready to stand up. It was Peter that pulled him up. He pulled the lame up. I'm going to pray for him now. Why are you still sitting down? He jacked him up. And the guy just discovered that he can stand. Just discovered that he can limp. Just discovered that he can walk. Praise God. But he does not have gold. Even though his garment looks like somebody who can give arm. But he does not have it. Listen, you may not have gold and silver now. But there are certain things that are within you, the potential, they are latent in you. When you come into the month of transfiguration, when you come into the place of renewal, that we bring gold and silver, and then you will become famous even more than Dangote. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, it is the glory of the kingdom that bring about the riches of the kingdom. So, if that is the case, thank you, Lord. I don't know what is dead. Physically dead. Physically hopeless. Physically hopeless. And you have given up. You have thought that this is your fate. Nothing could be done about this matter again. I have to live with it. It's my cross. God asked me to tell you that it's not a cross. He has not given you short cross. There's a cross that is bigger than that, which is not infirmity, which does not represent what you are going through, that you are going to carry. And that cross is for honor, is for glory. But it's going to cause those things that are dead in your life to live again. We cause it to rise up again. And then we come to ask you, how do you do it? Says the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Bible talk about a man in the Bible. And that is why we really need to change our orientations about certain things. He's a man of wisdom. I think in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9 or so. Man of wisdom. Man of understanding. Man that has what kings does not have. And this man gave a strategy on how they will win a war. But after the war was won, he was not remembered because he was poor. Praise God. Because this man was poor. Now, why is this scripture there? God is painting the picture and the negative picture of poverty, how poverty could affect us in spite of whatever we are. We must deliberately fight it. Praise God. There is no glory in it. Hello. There is no glory in it. You can't tell me that you are carrying that glory of God and you are not making progress. Hallelujah. There's no glory in it. I don't know why that is coming into fall now. There's no glory in it. There's no honor in it. There's no riches in it. Now, a woman was poor in the city of Akureye, and he was going about with street evangelism, and he came across a blind person. Praise God. And he prayed for that. Is he blind? At that order there, is he? Madman. Okay, thank you. Mad person. And he came across that mad person, and he prayed for the madness, and the madness was healed. Guess what happened? He was sent forth and redeemed. They have to translate him. You have to come to camp. Do you understand? The Bible said that the gift of a man will open door. It's not when I come and give pastor gift so that he can feature me. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's not what the Bible is talking about. It's talking about spiritual gift. It opens door for human. And we need to deliberately convert it. Praise God. Anyway, we have 1 year to discuss this thing. There's no need. Now listen. It's important for you to understand that in the kingdom community, it is the knowledge of God that reveals the glory. 2 Peter chapter 3. Let me quickly read that scripture to you. No, chapter 1, verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 3. God bless you. The media, you have done very well. Can we put our hands for media? A few days ago, you've been fantastic. I just hope that you are going to continue. This anointing is massive. Praise God. Look at what he said. He said, according as his divine power has what? Given unto us all things that pertain unto what? Unto life and godliness. Through what? The knowledge of him that hath called us into what? Into glory and virtue. It is the knowledge of God that brings about his glory. The more of his knowledge, the more you acquire his glory. The more of his knowledge, the more you acquire his glory. It's not the more of your prayer. Hey, hallelujah. I hope I'm not stepping on toes of somebody. It's not the more of your prayer. I'm not joking with prayers. But prayer without knowledge is a wasted effort. You have to balance it. The more of the knowledge of God you have, the more of the glory of God that is revealed upon your life, and the more you are able to pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. So in other words, we really need to begin to work on our knowledge. To acquire, when we acquire knowledge of God, what we are trying to do is to acquire the glory of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You will stand where men could not stand and say, this is not difficult. This is possible. Why? Because you know him that has called you. Praise God. You know what he said? He said, I know. Job. He said, I know whom I believed. I know that though I am down, though everything that God has given unto me has been wasted, but I know that he's able to raise me up again. And Job was raised. It's knowledge. It's the knowledge of God that you have that that place you in the pedestal of his powerful glory. Praise God. I read one more scripture and I begin to close. Praise God. Now, we see the experience of John, James and Peter in the Mount of Transfiguration. It's to bring about a renewal. Before that chapter, there was a revelation of the Son of God which Peter told. Oh, thou art Son of God. Thou art Peter. And I mean, thou art Son of God. He said, blood and flesh has not revealed. But he knew that that thing has not actually stick. He knew it. Jesus knew it. That it was just a spontaneous revelation. And it was not resident like that in him. He knew that it was not resident. But for the confirmation of that, he needed to take them into months in order to confirm what Peter saw. Or what Peter spoke about. And he was transfigured. And that transfiguration brought about a complete renewal. Listen. The first transfiguration that will bring glory unto us is our daily renewal of mind. You've got to daily renew your mind. A daily renewed mind is an individual who is daily making progress in a spiritual journey. Praise God. Never come to a place where you say that there is nothing for me to renew. The mind of man is complex. The mind of man is terrible. The mind of man can conjure things as if it is real. But what you need to do is to begin to renew your mind through the word of God. When you renew your mind through the word of God on daily basis, God will begin to renew the glory and your glory upon you. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, let me close with that scripture. As we behold, as in the mirror. Is it? Let me look for it. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Thank you. He said, but we all, with open face, but we all, sit with the word. Sit with the word. That, listen, in our own little journey, we have touched pinos. I'm telling you, I just gave you an example of one. I told you a story when I was stranded in Sokoto. There was no place to live. There was no home. We were in a hotel. And we have we can just pay for one night. And we are to do a work that is going to last for several months. And we don't have money to live in any hotel. I took my Bible. And I began to read from the book of Psalms. I can't remember where I stopped. Whether I stopped at Psalm 91. But I remember that at exactly around 2. Few minutes after 2. I heard God spoke to me. I've given you a place to stay. And I went to my partner in the other room. I said, God said that he has given us a place. The man just looked at me. He said, where is the place? I said, Giginya Hotel. He said, Giginya Hotel. I said, yes. I said, you know somebody there? I said, I don't know anybody, but let's go there. And I said, and as I got there, I looked at the man. I said, we are here to work, to do some work for the governor of the state. And we need a place to stay. We need rooms to stay. The man looked at us. Oh, he said, what kind of work? I said, we have come to review the account. We want to look at the bank charges. He said, we've been looking for people like that. How many rooms do you need? I said, just give us like 4 rooms. We are 2. And he gave us key for 4 rooms. We were in that room for 1 year. Praise God. Of course, Reverend Emeka, when he was traveling to Niger, I asked him, he said, so good. I said, just go there. Tell them that they should give you key to Pastor Bello's room. They'll give you a room. And he also prayed there. In fact, I can't remember the number of people that I helped. Man, once I see you and you are Yoruba man, I said, take a room there, no problem. Praise God. This is what the word of God can do. But many of us, we don't believe. We are walking in an unbelief mind. Listen, until you put this thing into work, you don't see it. Praise God. I think I have told you the story of that school we have there. When they showed me the school, I had no cupboard. I was hungry. I was without soup. And I told the man, I said, remove the signboard. I'm buying it. I'm buying the school. I came back to tell my wife. I said, I've seen a house that I'm buying to use. He just is. I entered into the room. You are going out tomorrow. I'm the one who will give you 200 naira. You said you buy a school. Where will you get money? Praise God. But I knew that I'm going to buy it. But it has become history. Praise God. It has become history. It's as a result of the fact that the realization and the awareness, many of us, we are not walking in faith. You would like to walk in revelation. Oh, hallelujah. You prefer to walk in revelation than to walk in reality. What is the essence of a revelation when there is no reality? We must begin to come into the reality of our faith. That is the essence of revelation. We must begin to come into the reality of our faith. Listen, there is glory deposited in us that makes the impossible possible. Rise on your feet. Oh, Father, we are grateful. Mare prosotondobo. Dihago shekutabo tendebo. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Awesome. 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 You are awesome. You are awesome. You are changing life. You are changing situation. You are changing circumstances. You are reforming soul. You are reforming soul. You are reversing the irreversible. The Lord is reversing irreversible. I don't know who that person is. He's reversing your irreversible. Things that you think that no man can reverse. It may be your result. The Lord is reversing your irreversible. The Lord is reversing your irreversible. There's an open well. God is opening well for you. He's opening well. Oh, God is opening well for you. A well is being opened. God is opening a well for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The glory of the Lord come down. The glory of the Lord come down. Let the glory of the Lord come down. Come down. Let the glory of the Lord come down, come down. Let the glory of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the glory of the Lord come down in a me. Come down, let the glory of the Lord come down. Father, we thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your healing glory. We thank you for the glory that reverses the irreversible. We thank you for the glory that changes situations and circumstances. We thank you for the blessing that you have given unto us through this glory. We ask, O God of glory, that every infirmity, every disease, every ailment of the body in our midst, this now, Lord, let them be taken away by your glory. Let them be taken away by your glory. Heal us with your healing virtue. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be to the name of the Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
We believe believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.